You're listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. Brought to you by Third Way Collective.
I came to Penn State mostly because I was interested in the engineering field here. And also, when I got here, I was excited to see that there was a branch of my home church not far from campus called Grace Lutheran Church. My name is Kyle Snowberger, so I'm a senior here at Penn State, double majoring in aerospace engineering and German, and so I'm excited to graduate in May. I grew up here in Pennsylvania in Chambersburg. It's like South Central PA. It's in Franklin County, and so I actually knew some people from my home church who had acquaintances here, namely Alicia Anderson at Grace, and I basically just reached out there. I got here summer freshman year, and just stayed there ever since, and that's kind of where I found my faith life on campus. So I grew up in a Lutheran church of the ELCA. So I grew up mostly going to Sunday school, going to church every Sunday, that kind of lifestyle. And then at Lutheran belief, there's baptism at a very young age. And then there's kind of like the Catholics, there's a catechism or a confirmation, like ninth grade year, when you become an adult for the first time in the church. That's when you really affirm your baptism. So I remember that. That's when I first really connected with my faith, because I felt like, before, what am I going here for? Just because my mom wants me to go? Or am I going here because I believe in something? And then confirmation let me actually delve into the theology of my church, and I realized, well, I kind of came to that conclusion myself, and yet I'm in the church that believes the same thing. I'm like, well, I'm in the right place. And it just kind of miraculously worked out that way. And that's why I stuck to Lutheran faith here at Penn State. I feel rejuvenated. That's probably not the word you're expecting. I feel rejuvenated more or less because I know each week I get to see not just friends, but people who have the same faith base I do. And also they care more about the things I do beyond campus and grades and parties and things like that, because those are all great and everything has its own time. You know, but I think I know myself, I need time to dedicate to my faith, to dedicate to God, and to be able to understand that I can't center myself around grades. I need to center myself and center myself around my faith, and that's what I get to do. I do see a lot of faiths where there's the fire and brimstone. Like, we see the Willard Preacher on campus a lot. But I know we were on the same trip to D.C. last January to work social justice in the D.C. area for homelessness and the gentrification. And that opened my eyes a lot because I didn't even realize how bad it was so close to home. And I remember my church also does a lot with that too, like for two times, 2012 and 2015 and 2009, I went down to New Orleans for the National Youth Gathering, which were 36,000 high school kids got together to do work, mission work, and actually helped clean up New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. So I definitely felt a calling to do social justice for a while now, and I guess now is a good time to say, you know, the Pope's in the country. So I guess that coincides, you know, and I get to see the justice he's doing. I think that's, you know, I'm not a Catholic. It's miraculous. Like, did you hear today, like, how he declined Nancy Pelosi's request and all the other senators' requests to go to lunch and said he ate lunch with Washington's homeless? Yeah, that's pretty cool. On campus, I think what I see personally through my own eyes and through social media such as Yik Yak, I see a lot of, I wouldn't say hatred, but I say bias towards immigrants or international students. It's not always a faith-based bias, but it's a lot of bias based on where people came from. Even though that should not define them, people should be defined by who they want to be, like as an existentialism and where they want to end up. But that's just one of the ways I see bias here at Penn State. Find your niche and find it early. Whenever you find it, you really, really click, and then plus you get to potentially getting leadership positions in there, which will show off your skills to employers at the career fair, which we just came off of. So we all have our successes and we all have our failures, but whether you find a success or not, if you're in a niche, you're enjoying yourself.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.